Women have made a lot of gains in the workplace over the last few decades, there's no mistaking that. But on Wall Street, there may still be a glass ceiling that could be tough for women to shatter. Let's bring in Kimberly Palmer, the alpha consumer blogger at U.S. News and World Report, to talk about this. And I guess we're seeing this glass ceiling in an academic study, Kim?
We are. A new study just came out from the University of Pennsylvania. And what's really interesting is that it looks at data based on two big class action lawsuits that happened about a decade ago, and it pulls out data that we've never seen before on what explains the pay gap between men and women on Wall Street.
And what are those differences? What is it showing?
Well, first of all, to give you a sense of the pay gap that does exist, on average, women earn 2/3 of the salaries of their male colleagues, and they do earn their salaries based on commission. So it seems like it would be an objective system. The more you sell, the more you earn. But what this study found is that there is discrimination against women because the women were actually given inferior accounts that had less potential to make money, lower sales, and so they were sort of doomed to earn less money.
So is it clearly discrimination that's making this happen, or would these women be able to tell before they accepted these accounts that they would result in lower commissions?
Well, they might have been able to tell, but they really didn't have much say, it seems, over what types of accounts they received. And what was interesting about what this professor found is that when accounts were actually switched, because women requested different accounts or they were switched over, the women actually did outperform men when they were given the same accounts that the men had had. So that's why the professor concludes that there does appear to be discrimination, and the class action lawsuits did settle in favor of the women.
Okay, so we've seen that these were class action lawsuits that were taken a decade ago, and the settlements came out of women's favor. Have we seen evidence that things have gotten better in the last decade for women, that maybe they're getting accounts that could be more lucrative for them in recent years?
It does seem that things are improving, but not by much, or certainly not by 100%. So at the time of this study, the gender pay gap on Wall Street was about 54%. So women earned 54% of what their male colleagues were earning. And now, as I mentioned, they're earning 2/3 of what their male colleagues are earning. So it has improved a bit, but of course, it's not the equal pay that we would like to see.
Now, on your blog, you're also pointing to other studies that show women may have some catching up to do, not just in the financial sector, but in their personal finances as well.
That's right. We saw a couple new studies come out in the last week that really suggest that women are, on average, coming out behind when it comes to managing their money. They're much less likely to have an emergency fund than men, which means, of course, if they lose their job or have unexpected expenses, they can really run into trouble. They also say they're just less comfortable with the amount of debt that they have, and they also are less likely to regularly rebalance their investment accounts, so their retirement savings, for example, which, of course, is a good habit to get into to make sure you're on track. So there's evidence that women do have some catching up to do when it comes to managing their own money.
Is this just a result generally of men having more control over finances in the household? Could that explain some of these dichotomies?
It could. So the reason, the why behind these findings is really unclear, and research really hasn't unveiled what is explaining these gender differences. So of course, there's a lot of theories, but I don't think we really know, and as a result, we don't really know the best way to combat it.
All right. Well, thanks as always, Kim.
Thank you, Nathan.
Kimberly Palmer writes the Alpha Consumer blog at U.S. News and World Report, and she's author of the book Generation Earn, The Young Professional's Guide to Spending, Investing, and Giving Back.